don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing.
He's
the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
All right. 2:39 on a Tuesday on the sweet spot, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's time to connect with our friend, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one third of the Courage Boys in the Morning.
Yep.
Is our friend George Dunham. Jub.
Yo.
Jub.
How we doing?
Sweet spot.
Whoa.
How many marks you have yesterday for Cinco de Mayo?
5.
Oh. That's Cinco? The magic number.
Yeah.
What do we do? What do we do at 5?
Surprised you work today.
Yeah, George.
No,
is an
you know
athlete.
What? I did not have a frozen awesome.
Really?
Oh, yesterday,
I had one for you.
Well, speaking of tequila, Tequila Volteo brings you the Musers Ticket Compound starting a week from today, and we will be at the compound.
Yeah. Opening act, baby.
So a week from now, it will be Afternoon George at the compound. So. Fun will
Man,
be had.
Look
by
out. It. Tequila. Yeah, I'm going to bring some some stuff to make some frozen awesome. Some blender and some fruit, ice.
And George?
And tequila.
We have some breaking afternoon Jub news, don't we, Ham?
Yes, this is sponsored by Globe Life.
Whoa, my goodness.
Whoa. Look at that.
We have made it.
Look.
Who's your benefactor?
My goodness. So, yes, next Tuesday, we're opening up. At the compound, I think our flight is that morning, so we're going to have to hustle.
Yep,
that's going to be a big day Tuesday, because we're going to be on the air, of course, and then the Stars play that night at 7,
mm-hmm.
So we're going to go off the air, watch the Stars game, and if you remember last year, we had the Dallas Stars playoff post-game show starring Bob Sturm and a bunch of drunk people,
yes.
Honestly.
Bob got so mad at everybody.
We're running it back this
Obviously.
Year.
It was Dad driving around his drunk kids going to Taco Bell is what it felt like.
He was handing out game misconducts. So we're going to hoping for a win. And it's game 4, so might bring some brooms.
Perfect.
To the compound.
Yeah.
Possibly some broom action.
Don't know.
Maybe.
Can
and
you
George,
imagine?
Did you know that the Winnipeg Jets mascot is Mick E. Moose? It's a moose that grins.
Yes, I did know that.
And he's wearing the sweater.
They may have an advantage on mascot. Ooh. They do not have an advantage on fight song.
Man, oh, yeah, we played that. It was
that
was bad.
The Ace Burpee Show song.
Yeah, I heard y'all play. Man. Oh,
they just want to win a cup.
What was that?
Cups.
And they have Helen. We want the
Stanley Cups. We want the Stanley Cups.
This one's way better.
Cups. We want the Stanley Cups. MOSSEY.
Oh my God.
Josh Morrissey, yeah, he's our guy.
So are you going to stay up super late next week? You going to close it down with us?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be our longest voyage to a campsite.
Yeah, I had to get a new passport.
Believe.
So
I know.
You're probably right about that.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not sure what time zone.
Yeah, get on
it
that.
Might still be in Central Time. Winnipeg is in Central Time Zone, so I think we're pretty close.
Okay. Well, it's been a banner week for Ja, because last Wednesday when Rich Phillips was filling in, I heard you tell him that Blake Dunham is leaving the high school ranks, taking over as the special teams coordinator at Houston Christian.
How about that?
That's so awesome, dude.
Hell yeah. Coach Dunham.
Yeah. I know. And it's tough when you talk about your own kids because you tend to brag on them. And being at a sports station, you know, I've talked to, at some point, everybody on the station either may ask about Blake or, you know, I'll volunteer, hey, you know, we went down to this game and, you know, they had another punt return for a touchdown or blocked a couple of kicks. I've tried not to be obnoxious about it. Just he's really good at what he does. He really is. And he's being rewarded for that, making that jump from the high school ranks to FCS Division I it's a big jump, but I think some coaches are capable of making it, and he is really excited about the challenge of it. They've got a lot of work to do, and he's really good at what he does. I've never seen results like this in special teams at the high school level. And it's not, you know, this is at a very high level, the highest level in Texas, 6A at Westlake, and before that 5A in Argyle. I mean, when you block 36 punts in 4 years, that's pretty good.
I see Blake tweeted it on May 1st, and I think that was the day you and Rich talked about it. When did you first see the wheel was in motion and this could be a possibility?
Probably a couple weeks before that was when he was offered the position, and you know, we talk a lot. You know, he seeks my fatherly advice, which is very sweet. And you know, I've always with my kids, I've left it up to them for the most part. I give them my 2 cents, but you know, I didn't really give him any advice on this. I just said, well, that's, you know, a big decision. And part of it was, do you want to take that step onto that college coaching carousel that is a real thing? I mean, you can be successful and have to move every 2 years.
Right.
You can, you know, and you don't get a very big window to be successful. Mm-hmm. So, but he's always wanted to, you know, coach at the next level or be a head coach at the high school ranks. But I think he can do whatever he wants to do in coaching. I really do. I think he's that good, and we'll see where it takes him. I know he's really fired up to be at Houston Christian. They play Nebraska next year, or this coming season in September. And, you know, it's just a great challenge for him. And he's hit the ground running. He's already out recruiting. I don't know if you guys heard this on the morning show. It was really early when we talked about it. But part of the ramifications of NIL is that, you know, walk-on, preferred walk-on programs at big schools, like in the Big 12 and SEC and Big 10, those kids really don't have a place anymore. And we'll see how this judgment comes out. But that's the big thing apparently that they're talking about is you have roster spots or roster limits or scholarship limits. Either way, a lot of the big programs told their preferred walk-ons this past semester, we don't have a place for you. And there's a lot of football players out there that are looking for landing spots. And in just 24 hours, my son had over 200 emails and DMs wanting an opportunity to play. So there's a lot of good football players out there that are looking for Division I spots, FCS spots, and it's crazy out there right now. So your recruiting trail is going out and talking to the high schools, but it's also trying to sort through dozens and dozens and dozens of videos that kids and their parents are sending you.
And I heard you're going to be a season ticket holder for the Huskies. You'll be happy to know that Mingo is their mascot.
Mingo?
Mingo,
M-I-N-G-O?
Yes.
Mingo the Husky?
And it looks like something George will be distracted by when it's not a special teams play.
I like this. Oh, they have a live Husky. Is that Mingo or is that the
No, they
one
have
the
like
suit?
An actual mascot in a suit.
They have a real Husky also.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, we need some bits. And I've always told you guys, if you have a tail and a snout, you're probably a good mascot.
Check and check.
Yep.
So you're
That's
you're
what
good.
I'm talking about. And then, Mingo the Husky.
And then this morning I'm listening to you as you, I think you accurately said it, you're Chris Farley to Randy Rogers.
Totally.
Paul McCartney. And Jub Jam. How about that for a headliner?
Man, I just and that's why during that interview that I played this morning when I was talking to Randy and Brady, I sounded like a little kid. I just kind of lose my stuff around those guys because I just admire them so much. And as I said to him this morning, and I really meant it, it's not just me. It's my whole family. You know, my kids grew up listening to Randy. My late brother was a huge Randy fan, and his music just means so much to so many members of my family, my nieces and nephews, and they're all so excited. And yeah, I can't believe it, because he's the reason why I got connected with music and country music. And I guess it was about 2007 or so. That's when I saw him for the first time at Billy Bob's. And I've said this several times. I felt a connection at that concert. It reminded me of being at U2 in 1983. It reminded me of when I first got, you know, introduced to music from my brothers to Neil Young and Buck Owens and the Beatles. It just all was wrapped up into one. And it's going a long way of saying that he is my songwriting hero. Brady is my fiddle playing hero. And the fact that they're both going to be there at Macho Self Storage Jub Jam at the Longhorn Ballroom, and we're actually going to share the stage with him. We're going to back up Randy. I never would have believed it.
You nervous?
Yeah, I am. I am. But and we haven't finalized the set list yet, but I think it's going to be plays we have run, songs we have played before. So we're very familiar with the playbook. If I'm not playing one of my own songs, I'm playing a Randy song. So we're pretty familiar with it. We just I just hope we don't screw him up, because he plays with incredible musicians. Jeffrey Hill is an amazing guitarist. Johnny Chops Richardson on bass, Les Lawless on drums, Todd Stewart on keys. They're just and of course Brady on fiddle. They're just such a good band we're gonna try not to mess him up.
Well, we're fired up for Jub Jam also at Longhorn Ballroom. You can buy tickets at theticket.com. And we're also fired up for next week. 7 days from right now, we'll be at the compound. So let's do this again. Let's party.
We're going to have so much fun. And I do understand we're going to have some water near. So I think we ought to have a sweet spot fishing expedition. So we can,
we can
make our own
fishing.
Gone fishing.
I love it. Our own documentary. All right. We'll talk to you next week, George.
Love you guys. See ya.